Since time began, people have wondered, what is cereal?
Have they?
Shh. Breakfast flakes added to milk? Dry, unloved. Where are you going with this? I'm doing a bit. Help me out.
Okie dokie. What is cereal, Aoife?
It's this podcast, Katie. And this ain't your mama's soggy morning treat. Because our cereal is cooking.
There we go.
Last episode, our investigation reached a devastating standstill.
And we had a blowout fight.
We made up, and the cloak struck again, this time leaving a warning.
To shut down the Unity concert, or else.
Things are heating up in the kitchen.
Calm down with cooking metaphors.
I'm just hungry. Welcome back to cereal.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hark! Is that a goldfinch I hear?
Could be thrush.
Get a cream for that hanger. Sorry, Harry. I'm still getting used to the fake identity thing.
No hassle.
We're the Tridmore Tweeters. It's a group of like-minded locals who enjoy birdwatching, gossip, cups of tea, and more gossip. Did I mention we like gossip?
You know who was lying about their name?
You were, and it's piping hot tea. If, like us, you want to pretend you're watching wildlife while delivering hot takes on local events, get yourself down to the next Tweeters meeting. We're always happy to have more twits.
Let's workshop that name.
Tweeters, get down here.
The Tridmore Town Council would like to state that Tweeters is a wholesome community outreach program that is in no way affiliated with Twitter, tweets, X, or Elon Musk. The Tridmore Tweeters have never, to our knowledge, sent a dubiously shaped rocket into space. Thank you for your time.
Traffic is a nightmare.
Drop me off at the park, Nana. I'm going to take another look at the graffiti on the bandstand.
I thought we were going down to Harry's rink today. You liked roller derby when you tried it.
Your friend Tiff elbowed me.
That's part of the fun. I've got a bruise in the shape of Frida Kahlo. Look, you could have cool battle scars too.
Katie, I can't take my foot off the pedal now. The podcast comes first.
Where are all these McGainey construction trucks going? It's madness.
Nana's got road rage.
Totally. Listen, I'm worried the podcast is becoming an obsession with you, Aoife.
Good. That means I'm doing it right.
How?
Welcome back to another edition of Rian's Podcasting Masterclass. Today's topic, suffering for your art. Investigative podcasting is an all-encompassing medium. If you're doing it right, then you breathe leads. You dream about clues. You begin to speak in the standard podcasting whisper voice, terrified of screeching vocal fry. Your friends and family will worry. He's gone crazy, they'll say. Let them say what they will. Let them live their lives without recording every small interaction, in case it becomes useful later. They are not you. They are not podcasters or sleuths. You are obsessed. You have to be to get results. Hold me closer, tiny dancer. That obsession will get the job done. Vocal fry!
Thanks for coming here with me, old buddy, old pal.
We can do my thing later. It's just nice to hang out, old buddy, old pal.
I need to describe the scene for the listeners. Somehow, the graffiti looked even more shocking the next day. A stark warning that peace no longer reigned in the People's Park.
And the graffiti artists didn't even bother to clean up their mess. I hate litter bugs.
Oh, hi, Harry. Didn't see you there. What do you mean they didn't clean up their mess?
They left these empty spray paint cans.
Whoa, there's a receipt in the bag. They bought these in Brushstrokes.
To the art shop. So, Katie and I went to Brushstrokes, the local art shop. We were wandering around the aisles, about to approach the spray paint section, when we saw it. A hood, like the cloak. Could we have stumbled across our culprit this easily?
It's not the cloak, is it? It's someone in a hoodie. Pretty common outfit. We're both wearing hoodies right now, Aoife.
They're buying spray paint to deliver another warning, no doubt. I'm onto you, cloak.
Aoife, where are you going?
Apprehending a villain. Gotcha! Who's underneath the hood? Tiff?
What are you doing? Get off me!
Your hoodie has the same paint as the warning on the bandstand. It was you all along. Katie, I told you your roller derby friends were rotten.
There has to be a misunderstanding, Aoife. Tiff?
I'm not the cloak. Obviously. I'm painting a mural for the roller rink, and I can prove it. I wasn't going to unveil this until the day of the Unity concert, but if I need to clear my name... Poppy, Rosa, get the sheet down so they can see it.
What's the magic word?
Help me get the sheet down, please.
That's better.
Here's my mural. Voila!
That's a mural, all right. A really good one. For the purposes of the podcast, let me describe what I see. A giant painting of the derby team. Harry is at the side of the rink. He's dressed like a cowboy and singing. I don't see how this proves your innocence, Tiff.
Back off, podcast girl. Tiff spent ages on it. She worked really hard and you're accusing her of being the cloak?
Sorry, gang. It's just the investigation.
Harry gave me 20 quid to do this painting. Ah, here he is now. Harry, your mural is done.
I love it. Oh, you've earned a mini concert.
You don't have to sing.
Nonsense! No mayo for my mayo girl. Her chicken fillet roll forever uneaten. Now, no spicy coating. Now, no mayo for my mayo girl. This jelly counter mocks these feelings inside me. Now. Yes, if you could cut it in half, please. Thank you.
Spoons, I thought I was so close to the truth, but I was lost. I needed to talk to a fellow sleuth, even if that investigator was a little unorthodox. And by unorthodox, I mean he believed absolutely mad stuff.
Welcome back to Off the Trade. This week, we're discussing the cloak with Aoife from the Serial Podcast.
Hey, Shauna, thanks for having me. Looking forward to getting stuck in.
My top five favourite theories on the cloak coming at ya. At number five, it's the cloak is a robot trying to destabilise society, one park at a time. Number four, the cloak is a figment of our collective imaginations. Number three, I'm the cloak. Maybe I sleepwalk.
Okay, that's daft. You'd know if you were the cloak.
Number two, the cloak is a government ploy to shut down local parks, sell off the land, turn the entire country into one big hotel.
Have you been talking to my mom?
Numero uno. Number one. Aoife is the cloak.
What? That's crackers. I thought you might help, but your theories are bananas.
Well, one of them must be right, because the cloak is running scared. They sent me a warning.
You're getting too close. Back off.
It was a warning, all right. I decided to walk through the park, stretch my legs, and make sense of it all. My Nana's birdwatching group are out walking. According to Shauna, they're all a bunch of robots. Nana had a hip replacement a few years ago, but I think that's about as bionic as she gets. Hold on. Someone is watching them.
Nana, the cloak! They're behind you!
What? Get them! They're running away!
I'm on it. I'll chase them.
Come back, cloak!
Get them, Aoife!
I can't do this alone. The roller derby girls. Katie, you're here.
Nana said you needed backup. After the cloak team.
Rage Thunder, get them. Go Ginger Snaps. Go Red Hot. Go Doomsday. Go Blur.
On it.
Go Rage Machine.
I'll get them.
Get them!
Those are their derby names, Aoife. Cool, eh? I'm Crunchum Katie.
You're gaining on them. Nearly. Nearly. Careful. It's Harry's golf cart.
Stand!
Whoops.
The cloak got away, but all was not lost. We learned that the roller derby girls are real friends, who've got your back in a pickle.
Some of us already knew that.
Tiff was innocent. She led the charge against the cloak.
We already knew that too.
Our investigation was back at square one, but we were about to uncover a bit of evidence that would change everything. Join us next time on Serial.
Park Life.
Serial Park Life was written by Carol Walsh. It was produced by Nikki Coughlin for RTE Junior Radio with the help of Aoife O'Neill
and Niamh Bennett.
Featuring
Sive Marshall-Coughlin as Aoife.
Sophia Mulvaney as Katie.
Barton McDermott as Rian.
Lauren Favellan as Tiff.
Poppy Lawler as Poppy.
Rosa Marshall-Coughlin as Rosa.
Noah Rafferty as Shauna.
Jane Gribben as Nana.
Ray Cudahy as Harry.
For more information, head to rte.ie/kids. If you can believe anything that the mainstream media says these days.